Hey, handsome. How was your day? Or night, I should say. You didn't come home again, so I figured I'd make you breakfast for when you did, at least. Well, because you always make it home for breakfast. Duh. It's a given. Now, eat before your food gets cold. You can tell me all about your mission last night while you do. Oh, you're not hungry? Well, I'm not asking. Eat. There we go. Wait, what's wrong? Baby, you're wincing while chewing and your forehead's all sweaty. No, come on. Babe, come on. We talked about this. Yeah, we did. We agreed you wouldn't hide your pain or wounds from me after the last time when you came home and you wouldn't even take your hands out of your jacket pockets. You thought I forgot about your broken hand? I didn't. Come on, what is it this time? You're not sure. Really? Okay, well, come here. Let me take a look then. I guess we'll have to do it the old-fashioned way. Oh, I know. I know you hate when I examine you like you're one of the patients at my hospital, but I'm not about to leave you hurting for weeks or months when I know I can heal you. Plus, you won't say what the problem is, so I guess I'll have to figure it out myself. Let's see. Look up for me, please. Thank you. Well, your face is fine, aside from a few minor cuts and dirt. Open your mouth, please. If you don't want to open it, then you're definitely going to tell me where the pain is. Right now. Much better. See, that wasn't so hard now, was it? You're just stubborn. Always so stubborn. Okay, so you said it feels like your chest, right? Right. Okay, I'm gonna lift this now to check, okay? Oh my god. Babe, it looks like you've got some pretty badly bruised ribs, which is likely the reason for your pain. Did you feel or hear anything crack when this happened? Sorry, stupid question. I know you're kind of too busy in the moment to pay attention to those things. I'm just so used to the standard procedure, but... Well, since you're not sure, I'm gonna have to feel them to make sure they're not broken then. I'll be as gentle as possible though, okay? Let me know when it hurts, or... I know. Okay, so there. I know, honey. I'm sorry. I have to do this. I know. I'm sorry. Okay. No broken ribs, though, so that's good news. Is all the pain you're feeling strictly in this area here? I see. And just to be sure, you're having trouble breathing, right? Does moving around make the pain worse? Yeah, I thought so. All right. Well, the bad news is you've got bruised ribs, and it looks pretty damned bad. The good news, too, actually, are A, they're not broken, and B, you have a badass wife who's a healer, so I'm going to take care of this. You'll be all good in no time. All right, you know the drill. Lay on the couch. What do you mean, no? What? Why? No way. That's not gonna happen. And you, my darling, are in no position to argue with me right now. That's not good for you, ever. But you're also just making your pain worse right now. So come on. Baby, I'm not kidding. You really want to play extra tough guy today, huh? I'm not saying you're not. I'm just saying you're a superhero out there. But when you come in here, I make the rules. So sit down. Oh my goodness. Okay, let's try another angle then. Baby. Darling. My love. I love you. And I know you have a lot of power. You are strong and brave and selfless to a fault. But one thing you're not capable of is healing and regeneration. And you're hurt inside right now and you need fixing. And that's nothing to feel ashamed of or inadequate about either. No matter how many abilities or good traits a person may have, everyone also has their debilities too. I know you like to always be the strong one and never show any vulnerabilities, but even superheroes have an Achilles heel, baby. Superman has kryptonite, Iron Man has his heart, and you've got yours. Lucky for you, you've also got me. Now, I can't do any of what you do, but I can restore and treat you when you come home like this. So at least let me. Honey, please let me help. I really want to. I don't like seeing you in this condition, especially when I know I can take it all away, and you know that. If the roles were reversed, there's not a doubt in my mind you would do the same for me. I mean, how many times have you had to save me from danger? Exactly, because we just want what's best for each other. That's what a good husband and wife do. They stand by each other and love each other unconditionally. And if they have the capacity to save one another from certain things, like we do, they do it. Personally, I think we make a great team. I've got your back and you've got mine, right? Right. And part of having my back is letting me have yours. So, what do you say? Let's get you comfortable and fix this. Thank you. Thank you. All right. I have, actually. I have been working on my persuasion skills. Thank you for noticing. Very observant of you. Oh, believe me, you don't make it any easier. You have a very fixed way of settling into your wants, and once you do, there's almost no changing your mind, so getting a compromise out of you is quite the challenge, mister. Hey, do not. I compromise all the time for you. Like, for example, I've learned to accept that you're not always home to cuddle with, and you're not always gonna be, but I'm all right with that because I know you're out there saving the world, or at least a part of it. And that has been a huge compromise in our relationship, wouldn't you say? I know, baby. I know. I didn't say it for you to feel bad or anything. I know if it wasn't for that, you'd be with me all the time. But Life has bigger plans for you, and I'm very proud of all you do, and very proud of you. I wouldn't change you for the world. I just have to share you with it a little more than I'd prefer. All right, you ready? Okay. You know what to do. I'll guide you, though. Just take some deep breaths with me. Good job, honey. Keep at it just like that. Now close your eyes. Perfect. You're doing great, handsome. I know it hurts to inhale, but this is a part of my healing process. All right, as usual, you're going to feel my hands about an inch above the skin on your ribs, kind of like a cloud passing over you. There will be a bit of warmth, so a warmer sensation with that cooling undertone you're not a fan of, but it'll subside along with the pain on your ribs and the bruising as I pass over your sides, okay? I just want you to be prepared for it. Okay, here we go. I know, baby. I know. Just remember that as I do this, it's slowly going away. I'm taking care of it. I'm taking care of you. All the pain and discomfort will be long gone soon enough, honey. Not to mention, you get a very nice nap from it all once I'm done. And you always appreciate those whenever you wake up. I know you don't like relying on me much, but I love when you let me help you. I love being able to do this and know you're being given some kind of peace because of me. What will you do without me, right? Oh, you're falling asleep already. God, you must have been so exhausted from this last mission. You usually aren't drifting off this fast. You look so cute and peaceful. Maybe I'll just go ahead and heal these little cuts on your cheekbones too while I'm at it. I know I just said, what would you do without me, but really, what would I do without you? I'd be a mess without you. You're my better half. Not only are you the only person who truly knows me or even knows about my abilities, but you always just let me feel so safe and valuable. And understood. For the right reasons, too. You don't look at me like a resource or want me because I can heal you and do things for you. You genuinely love me for me. This, what I can do, the healing I provide is just a bonus. Just like it's a bonus for me that you can kick almost anyone's ass and stay humble about it. But you are absolutely incredible. I try to tell you that all the time, but I don't know if you really believe it. You're so incredible that I brag about you at work or with my friends and family all the time. Even though everyone thinks you're just a professional fighter, I'd say what you actually are is the ultimate fighter in the biggest arena. Therefore, a hero. My hero. My husband, the hero. So thanks for being such a badass for the world, but such a softie for me. I mean, how many girls get to date, let alone marry a superhero? A real one. I don't know any. And even if I did, I'd know you're the best one out of the bunch. Alright, I think you're all healed up. Let me see. Yeah, you look like my man again. My man who is snoozing very hard right now as I run my fingers through his hair. I was gonna try to wipe this dirt off your face, but you look too peaceful and comfy, so I won't move for your sake. I don't want to wake you. You need your rest. And since it's my day off anyway, we can finally get to do some much needed cuddling and relaxing together. You're gonna have to shower first, though, when you wake up, 'cause I love you.